Hello, Yojabu, it's Adrian at TurboStream. I'm extremely cold and grey. 21st of November 2014. 10:10 in the AM. I was going to pick you up. So I've been very busy today. It's just gone 10 o'clock and I've already been to two supermarkets. So is this a supermarket move? Well, no, it's not. It's a cup of tea, actually. So in the kitchen, so at 7:30, I decided I'd slightly change my supermarket shopping habit from a Saturday morning. I thought I'd try a Friday morning, as I don't go into work till 12 o'clock. It gives me a few hours in the morning. So I thought I'd try something different. And it seemed to work, actually. I normally go to the local Aldi. Well, they seem to have gone down the dogs the last 2 or 3 months. I don't know what's happening there. Half the fresh food fridges out, so they don't seem to work. And then you go in on a Saturday morning, there's stuff piled in front of the stuff you want to get to, because they haven't unpacked it and stuck it on the shelf yet. So I'm not quite sure what's happening there. So I thought I'd brave the local Asda. It used to be 24 hours, but they shut that down. So I went in there this morning, they've got a few bits in there. And then I just walked from Turbo Streams Terrace to the local Sainsbury's to buy their coffee. I like their dark roast, freeze-dried instant coffee. Sorry, Graham Black 73 Cat, I know you like your bean to cup. We've got one of those at work, it's very similar, sounds exactly the same, it's probably the same machine. I'm not a huge coffee connoisseur, I'll be honest. I do like a cup of coffee now and again. Usually in the morning, hang out with McColgan. I'm talking McColgan, he teased me this morning with his sunshine. Yes, Mr. McColgan. Shielding himself from the sun, coming in streaming through the window where we've got grey skies down here in Birminghamshire. So, it's been quite a bit busy actually. I haven't really done many proper audio booze. I'm due to go to the NEC again this weekend. I get free tickets to a model train show every year because we do the printing for it. So that's on Sunday. Saturday will be delivering the new washing machine, so I may do a washing machine boo. We'll see. Been at work. Went to the NEC last week, of course, with the classic car show. Then we, a few weeks before that, went to the camper van show. What seems to be going to the NEC at the moment? Yeah, it's all quite busy. So, of course, when you receive your post in the morning. Was in my case at the dinner time because I changed the post of time. There's always a letter from somebody you either have something with or you subscribe to. And why doesn't always says on the front important information enclosed? So why does that always mean any price increase? Every single time I've not had one, but it hasn't had a price increase. So this is from my phone company. Some changes we're making from the 5th of January 2015. So that's me. My line rental is going to go up with weekend calls. He's changing from £13 to £15 a month. And the daytime calls and the evening weekends call option will increase by 25p. So what the... They always do it. They always... Always have to... Charge you extra, don't they? Money saving tips, of course. Yeah, well, if you didn't put the price up, I wouldn't have to save money, would I? Thanks very much for that. Yeah. Always in the new year, isn't it? They always tell you before Christmas. It's like what these big firms might have probably done. They always do it 6 weeks before Christmas. Talking about Christmas. I listened to Rog and his mince pie tasting booze. I'm going to resist tasting mince pies until December. I've got this rule. The Christmas in them Turbo Stream Towers doesn't start till December. At the absolute earliest. I don't particularly hate Christmas. What I hate about Christmas is all the consumerism we have. All the shops going bananas. I mean, I was in the supermarket and they were playing Christmas carols. On the 20th of November. You know, at least wait till Christmas, December, for God's sake. And so most of our family have died around Christmas, so that's always a sad time in our house. But if it wasn't quite so much commercialised and it was more aspect of family time. Well, I always look forward to the time off for Christmas. We've got about a week and a bit off this Christmas. Probably 10 days. Sometimes I've had a fortnight. So that's about it, really. There's not much else to say. Black 73 Cat's got a new phone. So it'll be exciting to do about that. And his non-audio boom app on Android. I'm not sure what you can do about that, Graham, really. And one of the reasons I ditched the app pretty much as soon as I'd started audio boom, because where audio boom was in them days. Because I had exactly the same issues with the Android. And I quickly went to Boomail. And that seemed to work. And then, of course, I got the Zoom. So whether you could export your resultant file from your third-party app into some like Dropbox and then upload it from the web on your computer. I know it's a pain in the backside. You'd think that'd be a more convenient way, wouldn't you? Have you tried setting up a new Boomail account? Maybe it's just the size of it. Maybe there's the limit. Maybe it's got corrupt. I don't know. Well, the times I've used Boomail, that's worked a few times, but I'm not McColgan. I tend not to go near the app. And the web interface is much better, I'll be honest. It's just about usable. So that's about it from Turbo Stream Towers on this Friday. When I go to work, I've got my phone on charge, I've got to pack my lunch in a minute. I'm going to have a cup of tea. And the weekend beckons. So whatever you're doing this weekend, have a good one. And we'll catch you in the next audio boom.